on the phone with me right now, we have lead singer Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave. Great to talk with you again, Mike.
It's wonderful to catch up this morning. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Oh, sure. So where are we catching up with you at today?
You know, I'm actually, believe it or not, this is one of the days I'm actually at home near Nashville, Tennessee. And so it's a really beautiful day, a sunshiny day. And I'm here with my family, so that's a wonderful combo.
Oh, good for you. Enjoy every minute of it. Well, we are looking forward to you coming back to Wisconsin. But before we talk about that, can you give us an update on Jay, how he's doing? I think most of our listeners are aware that Jay had both of his feet amputated a little over a year ago now due to some complications from an infection. But he's back on tour, right?
Yes, he is, man, and he's walking again.
Wow.
He's getting stronger every day. You know, because the bulk of this last year, really, he really just had to kind of be laying down or in a wheelchair. He still is in his chair a bunch, but he has got these brand new carbon fiber prosthetic, you know, feet, and he is learning how to get around again and find kind of a new normal with that.
Yeah.
I believe, because of carbon fiber, I believe that Jesus is going to let him kick the enemy in the head with those feet, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so good because, you know, for a while there was just this dark season.
Mm-hmm.
Man, but God was so faithful in that. God used the church literally around the world to be an encouragement to Jay and to my whole family. And it's so good to have him back out on the road and finding this new normal. His family is out on the road with him full time now, which is so cool to get to see them all the time. And yeah, I think he's in a really good spot, man. And it's amazing because every night when he comes out on stage, you know, people are just kind of cheering, you know, because they know that the Lord has just once again just been faithful, man, in our lives.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that it's been easy. You know, I know it's been a battle, and like you said, there's been some dark times, but seeing God's faithfulness through all of that is the bigger testimony, isn't it?
Amen. And you know, the thing is, you see a side of God, you see a part of Him that I don't think you can see any other way than going through the valley. And He is so real in the valley. His love is so real. And man, for every bit of darkness that we went through, we would have to ignore a gigantic amount of light, you know, to say that it was all bad. Because I'm telling you, God is with us. He promised that. And we experience that. We experience that in his presence. We experience that through his presence, literally in the body of Jesus, ministering to my brother. And we're so thankful. And I think we know how to trust God in a different way now. And we love God even more because we've experienced him in that season.
Oh, you know, it's so true. When you go through those difficult times, it just seems like God takes you to that deeper place where you have nothing else but to trust in him, and you find that he is more than enough, more than you ever knew.
Amen. That's exactly right, you know. And I think also then when other people are going through stuff and you begin to share from a place of experience that, you know, that's a whole other thing than, you know, let me share something that I read, you know, one time, you know.
Exactly.
Or when you begin to share, hey, you know what? You know, I know it hurts today, and you don't have to try to fix them, but you can just be there with them, and you can hurt with them, but also just be that presence of hope too, and be that light in the middle of that season. So many people were that to us, man. And so, I'm thankful to see him walk back out on stage now. The other night, we went down to pray for some folks, and he stairs were a kind of a difficult thing for him. And I see Jay just take off down these stairs, and I'm like, whoa, man.
You know, wow.
And I was like, come on, you know, that's just beautiful. And so the Lord's not done with any of us yet, right? And we're all in a journey and a process of some kind. And, man, I'm just so glad to have my brother still with us. We almost lost him. I mean, God is so faithful, and we just thank God for every day now. You know?
Oh, yeah. You see life in a whole new way, and you appreciate those little things like going down the stairs. Like, yeah, you know, you just took them for granted before. You had no idea, but now it just means so much. Wow.
That's so right, man. Praise God.
Now, did that experience have anything to do with your new song, Jesus, I Believe? Or tell us the backstory of that.
You know, it's crazy because that song was, you know, already out on this record. It came out on a deluxe version of this current record, Beautiful Offerings, but so many songs on this record, when we went back to sing them, in light of what has happened and even in what has happened just began to take on a whole other meaning. And I think that's when you know the Lord's involved, when, you know, even songs that you wrote, you know, they don't even mean the same thing when you wrote them. I love that about the vehicle of music and the power of a song, and even just the word period, you know, even when you go back to God's word, it's like it's new every single day. And when God gets a hold of something, he can use it that way. And so really Jesus, I believe, just became this song for going through it, you know, and there never is really a resolution in this song. This song is really about a posture, you know, and even just echoing the prayer as Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, you know, let your kingdom come, let your will be done right here on earth as it is in heaven. You know, Jesus himself is praying that. Jesus is asking for that. He's showing us how to ask for that. Jesus is the perfect example of somebody walking in that, you know, when he's like, you know, he encounters something of this world, what he's releasing onto the situation is the kingdom of God. And so that's what this song is about, you know, just wanting to walk with God in that way and being in the middle of even the struggle and crying out and still just seeing Jesus. I struggle and I hurt and everything else, but Jesus, I believe in you. Help any part of me that doesn't believe and help me to trust in you and to cry out for your kingdom. And this song is a special song to us because of what we've been through with Jay. And I think that it'll mean that to some other people as well.
You know, it's so powerful and it's so honest. And, you know, at the end of the song, when you say, you know, Jesus, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. And, you know, we all struggle with that when we're going through times like you've gone through with Jay and the other things in life that just seem to have no explanation. It's like, God, I believe, but, you know, just help my unbelief because part of me is really struggling here.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I love it, though, because Even Thomas, who has kind of been, and I don't know if he's gotten a bad rap or not, but even he's kind of like the doubter, they call him, you know, and even him, you know, when he says, well, I'll believe it when I see Jesus, you know, and he makes this big statement, then Jesus walks through the wall, you know, and he's like, you know, I don't think I need proof anymore. But even Jesus is like, Hey, Thomas, here's my hands, you know, put your hands where the nails were, you know, here's my side. You know, I love that he comes running to those people who have trouble believing, you know, and he's so merciful and he's so good. And I think he answers those kind of prayers. Like the man said, the father of the boy with epilepsy or whatever, he said, you know, I believe, help my unbelief, you know.
We don't have to have that perfect faith, do we, for God to move? It's like, you know, I'm waiting until you get it right, and then, you know, then I'm stepping in. But no, God, he gives it, our faith is a gift from him. You know, it all comes from him.
That's so good. That's right. Praise the Lord.
Well, what can we look forward to on July 30th in Wisconsin Dells when you guys are there?
Man, we're just gonna worship God together, and we love that. You know, we play the songs that folks have heard on Christian radio, but then some of our favorite parts are playing some of the songs that we really love in worship. And then we have a time we just wait on the Lord together and see what he wants to do specifically, you know, in that room, you know, and those have been some of the most special times over the last 5 or 6 years, have just seen the Lord move in a powerful way, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that you hear about. We love to hear about later, you know, this is what God did that night, and this is where I am now. It's, you know, because God's not done with any of us. That's the biggest thing. And even when we were going through the thing with Jay, and this is true about almost every situation that I've been in that was some kind of struggle, is the enemy is so trying to sell this lie that the damage is done, and this is the way it's always going to be. So I just want to encourage anybody who, you know, if you're a believer, maybe I don't even know how you're hearing this, but if you're not a believer, but you've just been going through a rough time, maybe you turn to this channel just looking for hope in some kind of way, you know, to come out on the 30th, because we'd love to just have a time where you can just be who you are. You know, you don't have to try to hold it all together. And in those places where we let it all fall apart is when God can really start to do what only he can do and bring redemption and restoration. And so we want to invite people to come have a time man, just in his presence, man, because that's where joy is and that's where we get refreshed.
Mm. You know, so many people that I know are going through difficult, I mean, really, really tough stuff right now. And they're weary and they're battle weary and they just need that time of refreshing. And that's what you're talking about taking place on the 30th, isn't it?
Amen. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I love, before we started doing the interview, I asked you what you wanted to bring out. You said, I just really want people who are going through a rough time, who need that time of healing, that time of refreshing, to come out and to be refreshed. And I think something that we all need, don't we?
It sure is, you know. And I think that even the scripture, when it talks about being filled with the Spirit, you know, the translation of that really is like being filled mm-hmm. with the Spirit, you know, because even if we walk in that way, we need to continually be in that. And I love nights like this because they can be a catalyst of sorts, you know, for a new season or just kind of, man, fueling up along the journey. And so we're excited to get to be back your way to do that.
Yeah. And I know for you, it's so much more than, excuse me, just entertaining. You know, it's really about ministry and ministering to people's hearts, isn't it?
Amen. And that's the part I'm sort of I'm addicted to that part of it. You know, I the music thing, I love it, but that could go at some point. I just want to be around what God's doing, you know, for the rest of my life.
You know, for many of us, we get our tickets and we go to the show and we hear the music and it's great and we enjoy it. What is it like from your perspective?
You know, there are definitely parts of it that you're definitely reminded that this is a job.
Mm-hmm.
But after all of those things that it takes to get somewhere and to get settled in and actually do what it is you came there to do, during the part where we get to be up there and we get to interact with people and we get to hang out, that part doesn't seem like a job at all. In fact, we keep feeling like somebody's going to make us get a real job or something. You know, but you know, it's a beautiful thing. And I mean, we get tired just like anybody else. We don't have it all together. But I think that's what I love about what we get to do, is it reminds us too every day.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so we get to stay in that place too. We get to be the beneficiaries when God moves as well, you know, and because we can't do anything on our own. But if He comes and He touches somebody through you, you get touched in the process as well. And so I love that part of it. And I love seeing God move in the lives of people. And that's why next year will be 20 years for Big Daddy Weave.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, I had no idea. You know, it just kind of snuck up on us because we really love getting to do what the Lord's allowed us to do for all these years now.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to you coming to the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells on July 30th. And our listeners can find all the details and ticket info on our calendar on the mobile app or website if they want to find out more about that and get themselves some tickets. But as we go out, you know, I want to take a listen to that song, Jesus, I Believe. So can you set it up for us?
Yeah. You know, it was really written from a place of seeing God move every night and standing and contending, you know, for the kingdom over the lives of people. And then in this last season, it really became a song that we were singing in the middle of the valley, you know, out to God, you know, Jesus, I need to hear you. And I want to see you move. And, you know, and I believe in you and I trust in you and let your kingdom come. And so for people who are in that valley right now, maybe this is just can give voice even to what would be a cry of your heart, you know, to just trust in the Lord with all your heart, not lean on your own understanding, to know Him even in the valley and know that He is the one who makes our path straight.
Thank you, Mike. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you on the 30th. Here's Jesus, I Believe.